That was awesome. You're not going anywhere. You speak very well.
Thank you.
You speak very clearly. And you're not the only one here who has trouble parallel parking, because I've watched some of these people. And some of them, the thing is, some of them think they can parallel park. That's just really encouraging.
Thank you.
And we believe today that it's on the basis of that confession that there are things happening, that this is generating activity in the spiritual realms, that our battle is not with flesh and blood, even though we seem like we're battling out all the time. It's not really where the battle, where the core or the focus of the battle. The battle is happening in the heavenly realms, the Bible says, and there's a lot of darkness, and darkness and light are fighting against each other. But there's something that's powerful that happens when someone takes the courage to stand up here and say, this is what God has done in my life, and this is my vow, and this is my promise, and there's things that are shaking in the heavens. You might not see it with this eye, but I know that you know it in here. You know it in here. So I feel that we need to pray for you guys, so I'm going to ask Sunny to come up as well. I'm going to ask Crystal and Rob, actually. Rob, would you come up? And Vicky. Vicky, you came to mind, too. Would you just pray a blessing over these guys, over these two, and thank God for their testimony, and I'll get the mic here. We pray for each other.
Father God, just thank you for what you're doing in Teresa and Sonny's lives, Lord God. Thank you for continued blessing that they are to us here. Lord God, we know that there's many things going on in their lives, and especially with bringing up Rose, and what a wonderful little girl she is. She's such a blessing to all of us here. Lord, and it shows that they are good parents to her, and that you're involved, Lord God. You're in control of their lives, and you're in control of what's going on in their lives. Lord, we just pray a blessing over them right now. We just ask that you would just touch them both. Just take away any more anxiety, any of the depression that may linger, Lord God. Just take away all those things. We just break them off in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just replace it with your joy, with your peace. It's all about you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to make a declaration over you, and this is your scripture verse. For the Lord has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And daily receive the renewing power of the Holy Spirit, because there is no fear in the perfect love of God. There is no fear in the perfect love of God. And so I just make that declaration over you, that is your verse. And you just begin to decree it and declare it over yourself, over your husband, over Rose, over the situations in the church or whatever situation you're facing, that the perfect love of God casts out all fear in Jesus' name.
Maybe I just want to preface this first. Teresa's in our Bible study, and she is amazing. She does her homework every week. And if we want to have something clarified, we go to her. She does not talk lots unless you talk to her. But she is amazing, and I so appreciate what God is doing in her life. So I feel it privileged to pray for you. Father, I thank you for Teresa. God, she is so your daughter. I thank you, God, that you are her rock. Father, I just thank you that you are changing her, God, that you are working in her life, and that she is growing in her faith. God, we just want to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise today. And I pray, God, that you will continue to make her a soldier in your army. Lord, I thank you for the things that you have taught her, the things that you have showed her. And Lord, that part, when you go through the deep waters, you are with her. God, thank you for that. You didn't promise that we're not going to go through deep waters, but Lord, you are there with us. And I just thank you that you have been with Teresa this whole time. And I just pray for Sonny too, Father. I thank you that you have put these two together, that you have made their love increase and grow. And I just pray for Sonny, Lord, that you will continue to heal him and continue to make him the man of God too, that you've declared him to be. So I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is starting to get good. Darlene, you want to come up? I know that you have something you want to share this morning as well. So we're going to just testify.
The word says that healing is the children's bread. Amen? And it also says that Jesus came not for the well, but for the sick. He came not for the righteous, but for the sinners. I'm a sinner. God came for me. Jesus came for each one of us. Are we all sinners? Is there sinners in this house? Jesus came for you and you and you and you. Jesus came because he knew we needed him. Well, I needed him desperately. Since you all prayed for me a couple weeks ago, Jesus has undertaken in a huge way. I'm not healed completely. I still have pain, but I can bend. I can squat. I can walk. I can dance before the Lord, and I can run. Jesus is alive, amen? We serve a living God, and he is powerful to pulling down all the strongholds in our life. He's able to break every chain. Anybody with chains in here today, come to Jesus. He can break them all and set you free. Amen.
Praise God. Man, half those things I have trouble doing, so... You can move, girl. That's awesome. Okay, I'm just trying to seek God here, and let's just pray a minute. Lord, I want to know what you want, and that we follow your agenda today, that we don't come here with some preconceived idea of what I want or what other people want. We don't follow some litany, but we want to be led by your Spirit today. This is Pentecost. This is the day that we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. This is the day that we rejoice because your Spirit lives in us, and that it's by your Spirit that we move and live and have our being. And it's by your Spirit that we can really worship you as we worship in spirit and in truth, according to your Spirit and the Word of God. And so we just want to listen to you now, God. I pray that you just make this evident, make it clear. Lead us, Holy Spirit, and direct our way. Just hold our hand, and we want this to be a time where we glorify you. You are Almighty God. You're amazing. You are our Redeemer. You are the lover of my soul. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And in you there is forgiveness, and in you there is salvation, because in you there is grace. We need that grace and that peace to be upon us today. Some of us really struggling or hurting or fighting with some of the chains that Darlene was talking about too. We need to see those chains set free, and we know that you do that, that you are in the business of releasing prisoners from their chains. So Jesus, I guess all I'm saying is just have your way today here. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. See, I'm just feeling that God doesn't want me to preach today. So, and it isn't that I'm not prepared, okay, because I do have something. But once in a while this happens where God just says, you know, I got something else, and I want my Spirit to move. We've already heard, you know, a couple of confessions. And if this is really true, and if we're really going to stand on this, that that making a testimony, that standing up and saying this is what God's done in my life, if it's really true that there's power in that and it shakes up the heavenly realms and it gives us release and freedom, then maybe we need to do more of that. And it's Steve, right? Steve, I just felt earlier that you had a message. I don't know if you do, if God had something on your heart. And I can be way wrong, so you can just say, no, you're way wrong, and that'd be fine. But is there something that God's put on your heart that you want to share today?
Well, actually, there is.
All right.
I'm Stephen. I'm Sherry's husband. I just basically felt to stand up and say, come, let us go up unto the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the Lord. come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Israel. Come, let us go up. Amen. Come, let us go up to the house of the Lord, to the mountain of our God. Thank you, Jesus. And I hope you'll be patient with me. I'm going to try to just let the Holy Spirit lead me. So your hand might be up and you may never get called. But if you have a testimony, if there's something that has just been clear in your life, that there's an answer to prayer or something that God has really shown himself, he says, this is who I am, and you know who the I am is, and let's just see where this goes. Let's see how the Holy Spirit leads us. Thank you, God. Matthew.
Since I stopped working for Chad and Renee in August, I haven't had a job. And it's been hard since then to really find motivation, you know, to get a job because there's so many jobs I'm not really that interested in. But I got two jobs now. And one of them is, again, fixing computers. But the cool thing is, this place that I work at now, it's called We Fix It, it's down at Ross Street. They also have like a music site to their business where they do gigs and that kind of stuff and work with DJs. So I was like, wow, this is what I want, you know? And I have also been connecting with the guys in the... with one guy that has a studio close by the soup kitchen. It's called The Space. And I didn't know it, but they're like Christians. And they'd like to, he sees us working together somewhere in the future. He doesn't know how. So those are things I don't pray about, but my heart cries out for it, you know? That's so.
That's good. God's answering those prayers though, right?
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a minute. Let's just want you to bow your head and just ask that question. We need to take a second here, maybe, or maybe a few seconds. Just ask that question. Where has God been in your life? How can you testify today? Has there been something that your heart has been longing for and you're beginning to see it? How do you know that God is God of revelation, and that he shows himself? How does he show himself? Thank you, Lord. Just bring us to mind, God. Bring this to mind, that we see. Thank you, Jesus. Peter, you want to come here?
This is not so much a testimony, but a declaration that I believe God is telling me to do, and that I think others need to do as well. God is telling me to go into that enemy's camp and take back what he has took from me. So that's what I'm going to do, and I encourage every one of you that if that's what you need to do, do it.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, Lynn.
Hi, everybody. God's working in my life in the way that I've had my job over a year now. That's the longest I've ever had a job. So, and I enjoy it. I just love it. And also, one girl said, I work down at the soup kitchen, and we do breakfasts down there. We do hash browns and eggs, and also we have porridge and huts and cream of wheat cereal. And also there's a cold cereal. So I make sandwiches, I do stocking, packing, a little bit of cooking, not too much, because I'm not much of a cook. But I do all the serving, and we do all the stocking, and working with everybody is wonderful. The crew we have is just fantabulous. The clients are great. You know, there's maybe one or two odd thing we have, but besides that, the clients are wonderful. And one girl said to me, she goes, Lynn, it was actually my auntie, not just one girl, it's my aunt. We were talking about the Lord on the phone because she's just undergone breast surgery. So, but she's told me, she goes, you've changed. And not only just being sober, but she said your demeanor has changed. She said you're so peaceful and calm now. And like if anybody knew me from before, I was anything but peaceful and calm. Oh boy, everybody was running around chasing me.
I saw you chasing some people too sometimes. Yeah,
I ran around chasing the odd one too. But I just know that without God, none of this would happen.
Amen. That's right. Don't stop. We gotta stop sometimes. Like that's right. Yeah. Without God, this doesn't happen.
No. And I'm living proof that you can get off the street and you can live normally and you can find peace in your heart. You can find love. You can find the happiness that perhaps you didn't get over the years. I know I've found mine and I've found to trust people more. I'm alive. And
yeah.
What a wonderful feeling to be free and to be alive and to be in the care of God. You know, like, I'm at the top of my game.
50 years old, but I'm just at the top of my game now.
Okay, let's give God a big hand. That's good. That's a confession, right? That's a confession. If you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, right, Frank?
Oh, I just wanted to testify about this. I went down to Colorado to do some ministry, and we were releasing people to pray for the sick, and there were lots of miracles. We went to a festival, and everybody was praying for the sick. Everybody got healed by just regular believers praying. Hmm. So it was really, really great. And on the last day, I was just speaking about parenting, not only with our biological children, but our obligation to pass on what we know to the next generation and to lead them and help them to to be able to do the works of Christ. So that morning, the pastor's wife was rushed to the emergency room with a bad stomach problem. She had immense pain. And so anyway, she came to the Sunday morning service while I was talking on this. And so I started praying for her, and nothing happened. The pain was just as bad as it was when we started, and then I asked somebody else to come pray for her, and we did, and I said, you know, it's kind of all right that we just admit we don't know what to do when we don't.
That's right.
And that makes room for God to do what he wants, and he can speak through anybody in the building to get done what he wants to do, and he often does right here, and I really enjoy that. But so we were talking about it, and then I told him a story about how we prayed for this baby in Nigeria with malaria who wasn't getting healed. I was praying for her, or him, actually. And the Lord said, I said, Lord, why isn't this baby responding? And he said, what are you doing here? And I said, well, I'm here to teach other people how to pray for the sick. He says, then what are you doing praying for the baby? Mm. And I go, oh, okay. So I got the other little boys to come, and they laid hands on the baby and started praying. The baby immediately was healed. It was just mind-blowing. The baby was...
thank you, Lord. That's
had
good news.
Already had two blood transfusions, and his father was giving blood in the basement of the hospital to give the third transfusion, or he was going to die. And all of a sudden, he's totally healed. So I'm telling this story in Colorado in the church, and I said, oh, maybe that's it. Maybe God wants to use somebody who's never healed anybody to pray for the pastor's wife. Is there anybody here who's never healed anybody? And so this little mentally retarded boy in the back of the church, he raised his hand, and I said, I knew his name. I said, Jose, come here. And so he came up to the front, and I said, now, just place your hand right there on her belly. And so he did, and he looked at me for instructions, and I said, no, just leave your hand there. And so he did for about 3 minutes, and then I said, okay, Jose, take your hand away. And when he did, the pastor's wife was totally healed.
Wow.
And I said, you know, if the least of these cannot do what Jesus called us to do, then maybe it's not good news. Mm. The place went ballistic. And Jose was like, my hand, it was hot. My hand, it was hot. And he kept, my hand, it was hot. So that was kind of what happened. It was pretty cool. Thank you.
Testify. Amen. He is God. And he does heal. And I appreciate the honesty. You know, sometimes we don't know what's going on or we don't know why it doesn't work. And I think it's such an important thing that we're honest, but we're also ready to celebrate and give thanks because, you know, Darlene's a good example. There's many other examples like that. God still is a healing God, and we declare that today. We declare that here in this place. We declare it in the heavenly realms. That God is still the God who heals, and that he can lay his hand on, he can use, and he can choose whoever he decides to use and choose to bring that healing power. Amen? Amen. Ryan.
Thank you, Stan. My story, I'll try to keep it short, but when I was born in the hospital, my mom held me for about 5 minutes, and I was taken away in the emergency surgery. Some of you have heard this before, but for those of you who haven't, you can just imagine what that did to my mother. She was torn apart. She didn't know whether I was going to live or die. And before the age of 6, I underwent 9 major surgeries. Mm. My body was just mutilated. And I was traumatized for life. And I'm still trying to deal with some of that. But the Lord has been working through my life a lot.
Thank you, Jesus.
And even when I wasn't there for Jesus, Jesus was always there for me.
Yes.
And it's been a long, hard road for me. A lot of trials and strife, followed by periods of calm spots, followed by more trial and strife and tragedy. And it's just been like that through my whole life. But I've been learning to follow Jesus. I've been learning to trust him and have faith in him. And I hope my family follows him, but a few years ago, I had to leave them because they wanted me to deal more with the world than follow Jesus. And because of that, I felt like I had to leave my family behind. And it was hard. It was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to made. I had to make. But I'm glad I made it because following Jesus is the best decision you can make, even if you have to leave everything behind, mm-hmm. your family, your friends, even if you have to die. For Jesus, following Jesus is the best choice you could possibly make.
Thank you.
Because even if you die, you know where you're going.
That's right. Good words. We testify to that today. We testify, right? Okay, Sonny.
Really felt to share this because of the recent stay that I had in the hospital, and that's just an introduction to what I want to share with you today. About 2.5 years ago, the Lord placed on my heart that my wife and I should start a prayer group in our home. And I'm one that I really like to wait on the Lord. I want to make sure that we're doing things the way he wants us to do them and not in our own strength, in our own flesh. And so we got the release to start this prayer group. And we approached Pastor Stan, and we're big believers in having the covering of the church. It's really important. We thank each and every one of you for, you know, praying for us too, and in this ministry that we set forth. But to see what God had done after I'd gone into the hospital, the question was posed that, okay, now what's going to happen with your prayer group? And I looked at my wife, and I answered the person. I said, "My wife is going to lead it in my absence." There's a Johnny Cash song that says, "I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down." And that's my personal credo. And that's my declaration today, that I stand for the Lord, and I'm not going to back down for nothing or nobody. And it doesn't matter what you throw in front of me, I'm going to take it on. As you used to say, take the bull by the horns. And so that's what we're going to do with this prayer group. And as we go forth, we have a vision for the prayer group as well, that eventually God wants to use this as a ministry for healing.
Thanks.
So, thank you.
Okay. Amen. There's going to be more, but we're going to testify now with some songs. And I know we're not going to have any
They're not planned. This is not planned. But you know what? We got to stand up. We got to do something here. So, you guys, if you're, you can help me if you want. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond this. Alive! Alive! But put your hands together. Alive forever. Testify. Jesus is alive. Alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. My Jesus is alive. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. Testify. Is alive. He's alive. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. Enter his courts with praise. Sing it out. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. Alive, alive, he's alive. He's alive. Alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, my Jesus is alive. Lift him up, testify. Lift him up, he's alive, right? This is the day, right? This is the day, lift him up. Here's a good song about testifying. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. He is Lord. Do you believe that? Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus. He is risen from the dead. He's my
fast.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. He who died, Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide, he will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Okay, you know what? We're getting better at this. We are not good at this, but we're getting better at this. So let's not quit. Oh, just say it with me. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Come on. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
I confess. Jesus loves me. I confess.
Jesus loves me.
I confess. Jesus loves me.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus has forgiven me.
Amen. Jesus has forgiven me.
Okay, try it again. Jesus has forgiven me.
Jesus has forgiven me.
Jesus has forgiven me.
Jesus has forgiven me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I confess.
I confess.
Amen. He is the creator of all the world.
He is the creator.
Try it again. He is the creator of all the world.
He is the creator of all the world.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
He is the first and the last.
He is the first and the last.
He is the beginning and the end.
He's the beginning and the end.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves even me.
Take that. Amen. That's confession. Barb, you got to come up here and grab the mic. It's actually right by Sunny. Hang on one second.
take your glasses. Where's the mic? Right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was kind of struggling this morning, feeling the Spirit of God for myself. And I was kind of sitting like, oh, man, you know, we got to be cautious about who's speaking and what they're saying and all this sort of stuff. And then I was kind of being, I don't know, feeling condemned myself, right? And my sister, through me.
You guys can just be seated a sec. Why don't you do that?
Sorry. Yeah,
why don't you stand up?
This will take a moment.
That's okay. I want you to stand.
Sorry. Anyway, I think one of the things I was struggling with was our mom is struggling with Alzheimer's, has Alzheimer's, been struggling for a few years now, and it's so easy for me to give up hope in that area and even to doubt that she's a Christian sometimes because I think, God, you're not healing her. How can she hear you, you know? How can she know that you're there and stuff? Because she's almost going to be in a sling now to move her from a chair. She's, you know, taking her false teeth out and throwing them at the nurses like, this isn't mom, right? And so Trudy, this morning, she was just saying, you know, hey, I brought my little Bible today, and I brought this little thing that you gave me, this little notepad, and I'm like, yeah, cool. Then she opens it up, her Bible. And on May 29th, 1980, it says, Dear Trudy, I hope you will read this as it will help to comfort you when you are sad or lonely or when everything seems to be against you. This is given with great love from me, which I learned from this book. Love, Mom.
Wow.
And so that was just an answer.
Amen. What a gift. What a gift. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things we need to confess today is forgiveness. I think it's one of the things that just stands in the face of the enemy. And when you don't forgive, when you don't release somebody in your life who has hurt you or who has abused you or who has spoken ill of you or who has done something terrible to you, you put yourself into prison. And really the scripture talks about that. You're not set free. You think you're holding that person captive, but you are being held captive yourself. And I want you to think about that this morning. Maybe there's someone here who you've just released somebody, or you've been forgiving someone, or you're in that process of forgiveness. Or maybe you're that other person that you need to forgive. There's someone in your life that you need to forgive. You need to let this go. And you know that it's debilitating you. It's making you... it's neutralizing any power, and it is affecting whether you have any voice, really, in the heavenly realms, because all that's left is the abuse. All that's left in you is that open wound, and it's time for that open wound to become a scar. It may not go away forever. It may always have a scar there, but it doesn't need to be an open wound. Is there anyone today that's speaking to? I want you just to stand to your feet. You need to forgive somebody. Is there someone in your life you need to forgive? Would you just stand up right now? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know what? We confess this today, right now, in the name of Jesus. We confess forgiveness. We confess that we're going to forgive this person or these people, even though we don't feel like it, right now, in the name of Jesus. We testify today in the power of Jesus' blood that His grace is sufficient, even though our grace may not be sufficient, and that you, Lord Jesus, we stand on the promise that you are going to take the burden of this away. Amen? Amen. You are going to take the burden of this away. I am no longer going to be eaten up. I'm no longer going to have the cancer of this unforgiveness deep inside of me. No, it is gone. I am set free, and I release this person into your good hands, God. Into your hands, God. Yeah. Amen. No more. I'm not going to think about this person anymore. I am not going to fixate on this anymore. It is a done deal because God said that I need to forgive. I'll be obedient. And I do this out of obedience. I declare this today in Jesus' name. I do this out of obedience to your word. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart. Make it pure, God, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me.
presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Do it again.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Yes, God. Right now, Lord, we just pray for that in Jesus' name, that our hearts are open, that we do not leave this place. There's not one of us. We're not going to leave this place with any grudge. We're not going to nurse any old abuse. Every part of this, God, we leave in your hands and by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. I'm not done yet, so. I'm really feeling, I'm believing that God wants me to just say a couple of words about, we need to confess. Sometimes we confess, we make declarations when we confess. We say, Jesus is Lord, and we know that's a great declaration, but sometimes we got to confess our sins. And one of the sins that we need to confess as a church is the sin of slander and gossip, and that many of us have been playing that game and have been contributing to it, and we've been listening and nodding our heads and sometimes even opening our mouths and contributing to the evil of it, and it's evil, and it's mostly lies. I was going to preach on, someday I'll preach on it maybe, but just that whole thing that the enemy is our accuser, it says in Revelation 12, and it says that he accuses the brothers day and night. He never stops accusing us. And it struck me this week that I think a lot of times he can just sit back because he's got us accusing ourselves so much that he doesn't need to keep accusing us. And you know what? That's got to stop. It's time for this to end. It's time for us to get our hearts right with each other. It's time for us to stop speaking ill of one another and supporting that when someone else is doing it. We need to stand against that and say, you know what, that's not from God, and I'm not going to say anything about her. I am not going to join my lips or my tongue to that. And instead, I confess that when I leave this place, I am going to be building up the body instead of tearing it down. And as a pastor here, I'm going to tell you, that there's been, this is an ongoing problem for us. It's almost like it's part of our identity, and it needs to end. And it's time that we look for what's good in each other and guard our mouths. James says that cursing and praising comes out of the same lips. How can this be? It can't be. So, Lord, we confess right now that we have been reduced in our power, we've been reduced in our credibility, because we joined the accuser in accusing each other rather than building up the body and rather than edifying each other. And we confess our sorrow for that today and for any time that we've contributed to this. And God, we admit today that sometimes we're so used to doing this that we don't even realize we're doing it anymore. So we need your Holy Spirit this Pentecost Sunday to open our eyes, open our hearts, so that we are stunned and shocked at some of the things that we say and do, and that you would open our eyes to see it so that we will stop it. And your word today says exactly that. Quit this and grow up. Be mature in the faith and build each other up. Don't look at the one who is weaker and tear the weaker one down. Don't judge that you not be judged. So, God, we confess that. And I pray this morning, we pray that you will uncover our sin and that we will guard our mouths and that you will find us to be incredibly encouraging and that slander will be replaced with praise. And that when we can't find anything good in a brother or sister, you'll open our eyes to see how much good is really there. And for the fighting that continues among some of us, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we declare that in the heavenly realms that there will be no more leverage that the enemy has in our lives. That we decide and we choose today, we choose to follow Jesus. And we choose not to be led by the enemy. We choose not to hear those accusations and nod our heads. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay.